Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio lesson, I'll talk about graveyard poets. Now, who were the graveyard poets and what is the subject matter of their works? The most important graveyard poets are Robert Blair, especially his The Grave, which came out in 1743. Then Edward Young's Night Thoughts, which came out in 1742-45. And another important writer is Thomas Parnell. His work called Night Piece on Death, that came out in 1721. So, the graveyard poets wrote a type of mournfully reflective poetry. So, it focused on death, bereavement, and also the brevity of life. At times, also about the hope of immortality. But mostly, it was concerned about human mortality, and it was elegiac in tone. So, a kind of elegy. Theirs was a kind of elegy. And the graveyard poets are often recognized as precursors of the later Gothic literary genre, and as well as the later Romantic movement. And you might have already read Thomas Gray's An Elegy Written in a Country Churchyard, and that came out in 1751. That is also sometimes classified as a graveyard poem, but it transcends the boundaries of graveyard poetry. Every elegiac poet or poem is not necessarily similar to the poems which were written by the graveyard school of poetry. And if we try to see some parallels in American literature, the poet William Cullen Bryant's poem, Thanatopsis, may be considered as being a parallel or a equivalent to the graveyard poems. But of course, William Cullen Bryant's poem was written much later. Thanatopsis came out in 1817. And what is Thanatopsis about? See, in Greek, Thanatos means death, and opsis means to view or sight. And you know, the word Thanatopsis basically is a consideration of death or a view of death. So we can understand what William Cullen Bryant is talking about. But yes, do remember that this poem came out later on in 1817. Whereas in Britain, this school of graveyard poets wrote much earlier. So from an exam point of view, just remember the traits of graveyard poetry as well as the important graveyard poets. And of course, some examples of graveyard poetry.